that's a whole other aspect to run something like this.
Well, we offered 3-amp power for everybody and water. And we didn't daisy chain. What we did is we had hoses going out and with tees every 50 feet, and you could tap into those tees to fill your tanks. And there was lots of water pressure, so nobody was without water. We did have a few issues with electrical, but really it wasn't, it had nothing to do with our system. It had to do with, you know, these old trailers that some of them have been well maintained electrically or upgraded electrically, but some of them have, you know, had marginal repairs done over the years. And all of our spider boxes, which are sort of splitters, go out from the main power lines, they're all GFI protected. So we did have issues with GFIs popping because, you know, trailers had been cross-wired in one socket of one trailer, you know, that would, you know, somebody put a receptacle in and crisscross the wires, and so that caused the GFI to pop. So we went down specifically. I was wandering around the whole time with a GFI testing device in my pocket the whole time, and people would say, hey, you know, these trailers are out. So we'd go over there and localize the issue with the, find the quote-unquote offending trailer. And then we would go in and turn off all of the circuits and then turn them on one by one and discover which circuit had the issue. And that way the owner could address the issues right there.
Yeah, so kind of troubleshooting on the spot. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it worked pretty well, you know, and it was interesting because I went around, you know, I was up in here basically 6:30 in the morning, and I was running around until 12:30 at night every night, and I'd go around and check all the GFIs before going to bed, and really at around midnight there was minimal issues with them.
So is this something you're going to do again? Is this the first of many?
Well, that's the hope. You know, it didn't turn any of us off, and you know, we got so much positive feedback, and you know, it's we think it's a worthwhile thing, and you know, certainly isn't a revenue producing type thing, but we had a lot of fun even though we had to work hard, and it's a wonderful venue, so you know, it's certainly worth going back to and exploring further.
All right. Well, that's cool. I think we'll all look forward to hearing about that. Hopefully it'll be another event people can look forward to.
I think they're, Rich is going to maintain the VintageTrailerJam.com website and put pictures up there. And so, you know, people will be able to know what the go is coming next year and find out how this one went, et cetera, and what the seminars will be, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, very good. I think I mentioned, was it the last show I mentioned, or my dad, I think it was, where my dad had to go down to the emergency room because he had a problem with his gallbladder and all that. He had to have the major surgery where they cut his whole, from his belly button all the way over to his side because it was badly infected, and had to go through the whole process of getting that out, putting in stents, taking out stents, and drain tubes, and all this kind of stuff. Well, he's finally at home. Everything's sewed back together, no extra parts hanging off of him. So he's home resting up on the road to recovery. I just want everybody to know about that.
Excellent.
Yeah,
good.
So he's doing good. And I
also, so lucky you blew it off then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a good thing.
Good call, huh?
Good call, good call. Yeah, I spent the next, after that, and the next 32 hours in the emergency room, something like that. So, yeah, it was pretty hairy there for a while. But, yeah, if you have problems with your gallbladder, gallstones and stuff, get taken care of right away. Please don't wait. And there's your medical minute on the VAP. So, yeah.
That's good, Tim.
I also want to put out a public thanks to John Illuminuts from the forums. You guys know John?